Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family. And we are so delighted that you've welcomed us into your home. You know, we would love to hear from you, so send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. And today we are welcoming Robert Grieving to our show. Now, Rob has taught for 27 years in middle school, which he should get a sainthood just for doing that. He has taught language, arts, and Latin. He is currently a teacher at the Heights School in Potomac, Maryland. And he has written for many journals and magazines, including the Heights Forum, Crisis Online, and St. Austin's Review. Today, he's here to share with us how courtesy is an integral part of the spiritual book, of the spiritual life in his book, The Apostolate of Courtesy, for a time such as this. Yeah. And speaking about being courteous and kind and generous, we would like to ask for you to take a moment to speak with our viewers, for EWTN works every day to share the hope of the gospel and fulfill Mother Angelica's mission in saving souls. This show, papal coverage events, and all the new content that EWTN is producing for EWTN Plus and all of our other digital platforms is only made possible through the generosity of viewers like you and us. So, if EWTN has strengthened your faith or blessed your family, we humbly ask that you prayerfully consider making a financial gift to EWTNmission.com so we may continue to bring Christ's message to the world. As Mother Angelica was so faithful to say, please keep us between your gas and electric bill. That's how the bills get paid. We don't do this without you. You can go to EWTNmission.com to donate. And thank you all that already have made beautiful donations to this beautiful ministry and all that continue to pray for EWTN. Jim and Joy, we are monthly donors to EWTN. We work here, but we've been blessed greatly by this network.
It helped us lapsed Catholic to come back to the church. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a wonderful show about a wonderful book that I believe every family should have. If it could be taught at schools, that would be wonderful. The Apostolate of Courtesy. How often do we even speak about courtesy? Never mind, are we truly courteous? And what does it mean to be courteous in every situation? And why be courteous anyway? The subtitle, How to Save Souls and Change the World Through the Power of Manners. Really? That's a pretty profound statement. And our guests will be unpacking that. So we'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, our guest today is Robert Grieving. He is the author of a wonderful book that is written for a time such as this, and way in 2025 is 26 as we find ourselves. I'm totally forgetting
it's
what.
It's for every time.
Well, it was because so much 250. It's 2026. For a time such as this, in a world that has lost its way, he's authored a beautiful book called The Apostolate of Courtesy. And boy, don't we need it. Well, we want to welcome you to At Home with Jim and Joy, and we're excited to have you. And we want you to first tell our family a little bit about yourself, and then why you decided to write this great book.
All right, well, thank you for having me here. I've been teaching at the Heights School since the fall of 1999. Heights School is an all-boys Catholic independent school in Potomac, Maryland. So I've been teaching there since 99, mostly in the middle school, language, arts, and Latin. Wow. Love it there. Been married for 37 years to a wonderful woman, Susan, to whom the book is dedicated. Why did I decide to write it? Lots of influences there. I had good parents. Francis DeSales, who has a lot to do with the book, is in there. I think just because at our school we try to teach the boys manners or courtesy. It's just sort of part of the environment that we're in there. And boys being boys, they always want to know why. Well, why do I have to do this? Why do I have to do that? So at one point I was just trying to maybe write down almost a little handbook for them. And then I thought, looking around, that I don't think it's only middle school boys that need to know about this, and maybe this might be have some further application. Yeah. So it just kept building up and building up, and finished it. Catholic Answers was good enough to publish it, and you guys were good enough to have me on here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it is great to have you. I'll be as courteous as I could possibly be. I'm very concerned about this that I come across.
Oh, no.
Courteous and kind.
Yes, courteous and kind. Okay, so St. Francis de Sales, why is he such a big part of your book? You do, in the introduction, other places, you continue to recall him. Was he the man about courtesy, or what was the deal?
Kind of. He was known as the gentleman saint. So he lived from 1567 to 1622, which is right at the, you know, old Protestant Reformation. And he plays an important point for two reasons. One is a lot of his time as bishop was spent writing letters to people who wanted to know how to live a devout life. Okay, I'm a lay person, how do I do this? And he eventually put that into a book called Introduction to the Devout Life, which is a classic of Catholic spirituality. And if you read that book and you read his letters, you know, he touches where most of us live, which is like, I don't get along with my father-in-law, what do I do? Or my children are leaving the faith, how do I deal with him? Or, I can't seem to stop this problem of gossiping, all right? He realized that most of our problems are dealing with these everyday situations. So in an Introduction to the Devout Life and throughout his letters, he gives wonderful, great counsel as to how to handle these situations, why it's important, everything from dress to speaking in public to just getting along with people. And the other reason why he's important is because he lived it. He was known as the gentleman saint. It was said that you could go to him complaining about something and he could refuse you, and you would come away feeling as though you won your point, because he just had this demeanor. He worked at it very hard. He said he always struggled with his temper his entire life, but he had a demeanor of, you know, whatever you want to call it, dealing with people where they were, whether they be cardinals in the church or the peasant farmer woman who was coming in to complain about her neighbors or whatever. He just had that very, you know, we see it in saints, that demeanor of welcoming people and helping them out and letting them feel as though they're appreciated.
Well, and probably in the midst of that conversation, whether people felt like they won their point, but they didn't, it was because they had their heart heard.
Right.
Someone listened to them, right?
Exactly.
And so it was just kind of, at least I know, I call it a heart dump, where my daughters do that to me, and they'll call me and, hi, Mom, and then we go on this 45-minute,
right,
and I solve no problems, but I just listen to their heart, right? And that is a beautiful gift that you can give someone.
Well, exactly, and I think that's kind of at the heart, no pun intended, of the whole thing, is that you're dealing with people here, and so you have to just relate to them where they are. Now, that doesn't mean that you let them walk all over you. It doesn't mean that you condone everything that they do, but as you said, they first have to know that you are looking at them as a person, you know, and not just whatever, a consumer or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to ask you this question. In your 30 years of teaching, how has the product of the student changed in the area of manners and courtesy? Do you think the children, even though their home life could be good, they could be Catholic, they could be working on their morals and their attitudes and their ways of being formed, how has the product changed with young boys? I mean, that's an art and a gift in and of itself to wrangle all that energy.
I'm not quite sure. What do you mean by the product?
Like the boy coming in, how is he different from 30 years ago?
Formation.
Well, human nature never really changes, but there's obviously a lot more influences on him now. When I started teaching, gosh, I hate to say it, we didn't have at least the ubiquity of the computers mm-hmm. and the screens and yeah. things like that. At the same time, I think what you, you know, so on that hand, maybe there are rougher edges and there are more malevolent, if you want to call it, influences. At the same time, though, I think you also start to see families who are perhaps even more bolder or stronger or more willing to, they realize there's a challenge there. And once you realize that there's a challenge there, that's half the battle. Mm-hmm. You know, so you have a lot of good families who are really struggling with this, but they like to fight the battle. So mm-hmm. it's a mix of both. There are more challenges, but then you have people who are stepping up to the challenges.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Yeah. So as we read your book, there's so many areas to express courtesy and mm-hmm. manners. And you list a number of virtues and different dynamics. But it seems to me in the reading that courtesy was kind of a central place or a central virtue that you were moving from. That these other virtues and ways, however deep or light they might be, that is flowing from courtesy. So it has a special place.
Right, I think so. You know, if you go to the second letter of the Corinthians, and St. Paul gives that long list of what is love. Well, the third thing he mentions there is love is not rude. So, you know, flip that over. Love is courteous. You know, so if you're going to be a Christian, you're going to be a Catholic, and you're going to love, this is a non-negotiable.
Yes.
And we tend to, I think, overlook it because we think of it as just manners, or sort of like, well, it's table manners is how yeah. to be a saint. Well, right. it's more than that. Because what courtesy is, you know, if I had to maybe give a definition of it, it might be, it's an awareness, all right?
Yes.
You're being aware of yeah. the other person, even if that other person isn't there. We're talking about somebody else, but we're aware of that person. You're aware of your surroundings. You're aware of the situation. And all that is reflecting the dignity of the other person, yeah. the dignity of where they are. So it really encompasses a whole host of different virtues. And I kind of go through that in the book, other virtues that you need. They're humility, meekness, compassion, courage, generosity, gratitude. All that brings you to be a courteous person. And you really can't be a courteous person unless you have all those other virtues.
Yeah. And so, you have to be working your faith.
Yes, exactly.
Right? I mean, you have to be receiving the Eucharist. We need
exactly.
that supernatural power to be nice and kind and courteous.
Exactly.
And loving. And then we have to go to confession when we completely fail,
no.
right? And so the power of the sacraments in our lives are so important for the formation, for something to flow out of us with a great hope that it's going to be yeah. everything that is good and true and beautiful.
Oh, exactly. I mean, it's that whole idea you can't give what you don't have. And I spend part of the book, the first part, kind of going in depth about what St. Francis de Sales talks about is what I call preparing for being a courteous person. And it is prayer, and it is the sacraments, because it's not just a human thing, at least not this kind of courtesy that we're talking about here, where you're trying to bring Christ to other people. It has to be something supernatural, spiritual, and grace-filled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it's what I hear you getting to in terms of the center and everything flowing out, it has to do with an awareness of the mystical encounter mm-hmm. that you're having with Christ in another person.
Exactly.
And that you're not just dealing with it, you're dealing with the other, but then there's the other in the other.
Exactly.
Capital O.
Yeah.
And once you get that awareness that it's not just, you know, at the worst end, you know, I want to look good and be appropriate and so on, then afterwards I don't even know if I care or not, or I got through that, put me in a better place. Mm-hmm. But it's this awe, you know, for the mystical Christ, you know, he's there. As you do it to the least, you're doing it to me.
Exactly.
And to have that somehow, some way, in every encounter, without falling into a perfectionism, but saying, hey, this is my life. This is the incarnational way.
Right.
And so if we could do that, then we would want to be charitable and,
exactly.
and loving.
Yeah. Well,
expound upon that.
Well, it's that whole idea of, you know, we are not angels, okay? We're not just pure intellects. We don't just deal with this thing as, and that's great. You need dogma, you need doctrine, you need the teaching. But we deal with this as human beings to human beings. We look at one another. We talk to one another. The tone of our voice, the expressions that we use, how we dress, all this affects how we deal with one another.
Yeah.
And so all that is going to affect somebody else even before we start speaking.
Yeah.
I mean, you could be Thomas Aquinas in terms of your intellect, but if everything else around you is Jack the Ripper, I mean, something like that. But I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it has to be everything about us with our senses, which includes the facial expression and everything like that, wanting, not just as an act, as you said, but really wanting to try to, you know, reach the dignity of that other person in there, the Christ in that other person.
Yeah. Right.
Well, we have challenges to that we've never had before. To Joy's, you know, question about who's coming to you now. And like what I hear you saying is, well, the wheat and the tares are growing up together. We got some people that are really getting some understanding.
Yeah.
But we've never been a more detached society. In a faceless society with Facebook and everything else, you know, we're in digital relationships for all the good that these things can bring.
Right.
And you're calling people back to the human encounter and looking at one another and listening. She's talking about listening. Who listens? Why listen? And boy, this is a prophetic word. I mean, it's old, as old as the beginning of time. But we've got to rebuild a civilization of encountering people.
It is, and you know, if you think about it, so for example, when Francis de Sales was writing about this, whatever, 400 years ago, your communications with other people would either be face-to-face, or you'd get a letter, okay, so you'd have a written part there. Now, if you think about it, most of our communication is the total opposite.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So you get, and I'm not trying to bust on technology too much here, but I mean, you get a text from somebody, and you can't see that person's face.
Right.
You can't read that tone of voice. You don't know, you don't get the expression there and everything. So you don't know how to take it 9 out of 10 times. And if you're in a bad mood, well, then you take it in a bad mood and you fire something else back,
right.
You know, and then
right.
you get into this big fight, okay? So, I mean, we have become very detached. And so part of the idea of the book is bringing back these different encounters that we have that are face-to-face, mm-hmm. sensory, because mm-hmm. they can really make the biggest difference in the world. I mean, you know, you as husbands and wives, we know how we can hear the tone of voice of our spouse, and we know mm-hmm. when good morning means good morning or when mm-hmm. it means stay out of my way,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's kind of what we're getting at with all this.
We're going to take a break at this point,
okay.
hold you over for the final segment. The book is The Apostolate of Courtesy. By Robert Grieving. You can go to EW10RC.com, EW10RC.com. And wonderful book. We all need it. Wish I had it. Raising my children. I've been sharing with our kids. We now have 17 grandkids saying, you know, I think every home should have this. And it's wonderful. And why you do these things. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away. Up our conversation for today with Robert Grieving. Wonderful book, The Apostolate of Courtesy, EW10RC.com or Catholic Answers Publisher. So you speak about 4 rules regarding courtesy, other key virtues, you know, related to it. Maybe mm-hmm. you can touch on a few of those.
Okay, so there are 4 kind of principles I put in there to say, if you know, I'm in doubt here, what do I do? The first one is never draw attention to yourself, or try not to draw attention to yourself, right? Because it's not about you. So what do I wear? What do I say? What do I do? Well, try not to draw attention to yourself. The second one is kind of the flip side of that. Be aware of other people. You know, St. John Henry Newman had this expression that a gentleman has his eyes on all around him, meaning you look around, who's not being spoken to, mm-hmm. who's sitting by himself, who maybe looks uncomfortable, okay, you know, look around, try to help those people out. The third rule is be aware of your surroundings. You know, where am I? Am I in a church? Am I in a library? Am I on a bus stop or whatever? What's going on around me and how can I help people there? And then the fourth one is never intentionally try to give unnecessary pain or embarrassment mm-hmm. to other people. Now, there are times, we know this as parents, we know this as teachers, when sometimes you have to say things that are going to give pain to somebody, but you never try to do it to give pain. You never try to do it to embarrass somebody. And of course, if you look at those rules and you kind of look at the way our culture is, well, our culture wants us to get attention to ourselves and be oblivious of other people and be oblivious of the situation and try to smack down other people. So mm-hmm. It's a rough hoe, and then you need those virtues of courage and compassion and gratitude and things like that to help you out with that.
And I think, you know, we were having this conversation with our children and our grandchildren. I mean, obviously, in the domestic church, that has to be modeled in the home between father and mother. So then the children catch that, right? You learn what you live. And somebody has to do that. And then hopefully they're going out into a culture, into a school setting, whether a Catholic school or public school, where that is going to be encouraged and not dismissed, or because the world will just shoot you down in a New York minute for being kind, or a lawsuit, or you know what I mean? It's like, all I was trying to do was help somebody and be a good neighbor to somebody and look for the person who was hurting.
Who do you hope implements this? What audience are you aiming towards or that you wish would use it?
Oh, I wish everybody would use it, not in the sense that I think everybody's ill-mannered, but, you know, I guess it's just the idea that I think it's a you know, where the rubber hits the road kind of virtue, and where our hearts have to come out on things. And so I think it's something where we can all look at ourselves and try to examine ourselves on it.
Yeah. Rob, thank you so much for being with us. Thank God we have you tomorrow.
Okay.
And you can unpack the apostolate of courtesy more fully, EWTNRC.com. You're an important part of this EWTN family. You're never alone. You're always at home with Jim and Joy all together. By the power of God, we can lead also a devout life. Bye now.